Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend bets against your team, end the friendship. Or choose chill because you're drinking Coors Light with your buddy. Coors Light, choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay on this November the 7th, 2024, a Thursday night at SAP Center at San Jose, where the Sharks, in front of a crowd of 10,526 fans, lost to the Minnesota Wild by the score of 5-2. Here's how it happened tonight. In the first period, Zach Bogosian scored his second goal of the season at 2:22 of the period, assisted by Declan Chisholm and also by Marcus Foligno. It was 1-0 Minnesota at that point, and for the rest of the period, the Wild just dominated, outshooting the Sharks 13-5. But San Jose would get one good chance with about 6 minutes and 43 seconds left in the period. Marc-Andre Fleury, however, would be equal to the task. Good body check there at the near sideboards by Khustyantynov. In front, it comes right out to Toffoli, and a wrist shot. What a save! What a beautiful stop by goaltender Marc-Andre Fleury. Tyler Toffoli thought he had it, but Marc-Andre said no. Well, that could have been a big goal for the Sharks, but it stayed out. Fleury had a strong game tonight. And in the second period, the San Jose Sharks thought they would be down by a 2-0 count, but there was a no-goal call because the Sharks successfully challenged that one for an offside play. And so the Sharks would come right back and even the score. Macklin Celebrini, his first of two on the night. Sharks skating it out. Here's Celebrini on the attack. He's got Granlund on the right, tries to give him the puck. He has it. He takes it behind the net. Centering play. Score! Macklin Celebrini gets it in front and pushes it just past Fleury to even the score 1-1 at 3:36 of the second period. Great goal by Celebrini, his second of the year from Granlund and from Thrun, and the Sharks were back in the game, at least for that moment. But Minnesota would slowly take over again, and at 8:01 of the period, the Kirill Kaprizov show officially began with Matt Zuccarello getting credit for the goal. Kirill Kaprizov knocks it loose near side, turning to it on the right wing board. Zuccarello to the point. Spurgeon the drive. That's a good save off the wrister by Vanacek. Rebound in front. Quick shot. They score! Wow, right in front of it. Matt Zuccarello just snuck behind the defense. And after that broken play, the pass came out to the slot. And it was right on his tape, but he wasted no time to get it past Vanacek. And now it's 2-1 Minnesota. Yeah, the pass came out from the slot right on his tape. Guess who did it? Kirill Kaprizov. That was a world-class pass.
Yeah, you saw him shoulder check just as he's coming away from the net, and he finds Zuccarello somehow. Not only that, he sees him, but he also makes the pass right on the tape.
And so Zuccarello got his sixth of the season at 8:01 of the second period to make it 2-1 Minnesota. Kaprizov, his first of three assists on the night, and also Marco Rossi assisting on the play. Then another disallowed goal by Minnesota. Hartman thought he would get a goal, but Ryan Hartman saw it disallowed because of a second successful challenge by the Sharks coaching staff. And so the score was still 2-1 in favor of Minnesota. But then the Wild got on the power play, and they'd been struggling on the man advantage, and the Sharks' penalty killing had been lights out and certainly continues to be that at home. But it would go the other way as Matt Boldy would pick up his first of two goals on the night, and this was a killer. Taking it behind the net, Kaprizov, under pressure, gives to Boldy in the circle, fake the shot, turns, moves it away from Granlund, exchanges, now shoots, score! What an exchange there with Boldy in favor, and Boldy sends the screen setting up in front, and he just lets a hard rocket of a wrist shot go, and it is suddenly 3-1. That's a power play goal for Minnesota. Yeah, but that puck got to Boldy in favor because Kaprizov won it again. At 13:26 of the second period, what would turn out to be the game-winning goal came on the power play. Matt Boldy's first of two on the night, seventh of the season from Faber and Kaprizov, and Minnesota was in charge pretty much from that point on.
Yeah, you said it. That was a killer. And Joel Eriksson, you know, he was a force too tonight. He was parked right in front of the net, and Matt Boldy ripped that shot. No chance for Vanacek.
Near the end of the period, the Sharks made a push to try to get back to within one, but there was Marc-Andre Fleury once again with a spectacular stop. Back to Liljegren on the right point. Return right circle. Celebrini throws front of the net. And oh, what a save by Fleury off of Wennberg as he caught that pass from Celebrini. Turned. He thought he could tuck it in, and somehow the veteran got it. Great stop by Fleury to keep the score 3-1 Minnesota at the end of two. Now, the Wild came into this game with a tremendous record with a second-period lead. They were a perfect 5-0, and they had scored the first goal of the game for the 10th time this year. Heading into tonight, they were 6-1-2 in that situation. Well, it didn't turn in either statistic tonight, as Minnesota would take more of a command in the third. But to Kirill Kaprizov, just before that, would try to make the most spectacular play of the night very early on. Dumped in the offensive zone by Minnesota. Around the boards, Kaprizov, 2 assists today, looking for another play. And it'll be batted down by, a play to Kaprizov. He splits the defense, he goes in, a between-the-legs shot, what a save! Rebound hit the post, and it bounces dangerously away. Kirill Kaprizov putting on a show on that play, and the Sharks lucky it didn't go in. He sure put on a show on that play, and it didn't work, but he put on a show the rest of the period, too. Yet the Sharks would get a very big goal against here, as Kirill Kaprizov again would win the battle, and Jonas Brodin would get the benefit. Feeds left side, Kaprizov. Great puck protection there. Turns and then loses control as he hits the Sharks' line. So San Jose will go back to try to get it. But unfortunately, that's the Ferraro against Hartman battle, and that's not going to be won. Kaprizov came in and poked it free. 1-3, he won that puck. It's fed back toward the point. Here's a shot. Score! Frédéric Gaudreau, the recipient of that battle win by Kaprizov behind the net, and he fed it back to the point. And it's 4-1 Minnesota on the shot by Brodin. Jonas Brodin just blasted into the net, but that was all Kirill Kaprizov behind the goal. 1-3 Sharks. Three. And he wins the puck.
Yeah, I mean, like we said, he was a force tonight. He's down there. He's battling for pucks. He's in front of the net. He's back-checking. And there's just one of those plays, gritty from your best player on your team, and he gets up getting the puck, and that's how they get the goal.
Time of that, 6:02 of the third. Brodin's first of the year from Gaudreau and Kaprizov. Kirill Kaprizov's third assist of the night. At 16:08 of the third period, the Sharks would get another goal from Macklin Celebrini, and it was a tremendous effort. Can San Jose get it in the offensive zone here? Ruda grabs onto it with his backhand. He's struggling to get it. He's checked by Gaudreau of Minnesota, and Frédéric Gaudreau combined with a teammate to poke it out to center. But here's Granlund back in with Celebrini. Celebrini gets the drift to the left, shoots one, score! Oh, Macklin Celebrini's got that rocket of a shot. The first thing he did was he made a great move to the middle of the ice. But what a wrister. It beats Fleury. 3:52 left, and that makes the score. The Wild 4 and the Sharks 2. And Celebrini gets his third goal of the season, second tonight. Great goal by Celebrini. His first career two-goal game. He is the second youngest San Jose Shark ever to score two goals in a single game. The youngest, of course, is Patrick Marleau, who did it also at 18, but a few days younger. And so it was a 4-2 game at that point. Then the Sharks would pull goaltender Vanecek to try to pull out all the stops with a couple of minutes to play. But this time, an unusual turnover by Mikael Granlund led to an empty netter against. Celebrini moves it over to the circle, and he shoots to the net. Save made by Fleury. Rebound behind the goal line. Grabbed there and regained by Granlund. He gave it away to Boldy. Empty net for Boldy as he moves in, and he will score. So Boldy gets his second goal of the game, eighth of the season. That is an empty netter. Should be an unassisted goal after the turnover by Granlund. And it is 5-3 Minnesota at the 18:25 mark of the third period. A little math error there. 5-2, the final score. Minnesota's Boldy getting his second goal of the season, or of the game, pardon me. Second goal of the game for Boldy, eighth of the season. That one an unassisted goal after the turnover, making the score Minnesota 5, the Sharks 2, and that is how it would end. Minnesota outshot the Sharks 31-26 in the game. And yes, the Sharks got two goals from Macklin Celebrini, but a lot of frowns probably on that Sharks bench as they made their way off the ice tonight.
Yeah, I thought they competed hard tonight, especially after that first period where they were outshot pretty badly. But again, against a team like Minnesota, they're so strong down low, and I think they just kind of own that. They sort of instilled their will on the Sharks over the course of the game.
So Minnesota wins 5-2, and the Sharks end their five-game homestand with 3 victories and 2 losses. The wins against L.A., Chicago, and the overtime win against Columbus, and the losses to Vancouver and tonight to Minnesota. It could have been, it would have been a very successful homestand had they gotten a victory tonight, but still not bad at 3-2.
Yeah, no, they took some steps forward. They found ways to win in some games. They outshot opponents in some games. So again, it's looking at the long road here and, you know, where they want to be. And I thought they took some steps on this homestand.
But now let's look ahead to the road. The Sharks will be in New Jersey on Sunday, in Philly on Monday, and then Rangers on Thursday and Pittsburgh on Saturday. It's a tough trip.
Yeah, it's a tough trip. No doubt about it. You know, going out all the east and dealing with the time zones, so they're going to have their work cut out for them.
Final score tonight, Minnesota 5, the Sharks 2. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.